This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wendell Funk, President, Wichita Independent Business Association. Welcome to Issues 2025, Wendell.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Great to be here.
Let's start out with a little history. The WIBA, I think, has been around since about 1921.
Yeah, it's been around a long time. You're pretty close. 1931 is when it started, and about 300 businessmen got together back in that day and had a big meeting. And, of course, so they got things rolling. The whole idea was, at the beginning, was to do business with each other and do it locally. They actually came up with their own currency to sort of use amongst each other so they could do business with each other. And so that's kind of how WIBA started. And, you know, it's had a very rich history. I mean, they quickly realized they needed some female leadership in there. So they formed a women's auxiliary group. And so they've had a lot of twists and turns over the years and done a lot of great things in our community that, you know, such as, you know, being part of all the Big Ditch and a lot of other things that went on.
You said 1931.
Yeah.
It started during the Depression. What was wrong with those guys?
Right. Well, I think I think they needed help.
Maybe that's the answer.
They needed business, and that's why they really committed to, hey, let's do business locally, because business was starting to come in from the outside. So they really were trying to, at that point, guard against it and really wanted to, and we preach a similar thing these days, shop local, you know, shop small. And so they were really trying to do that and to keep business here in Wichita and help keep each other around, because it was, as you said, it was a difficult time.
This is a basic question that I think needs to be asked.
Yeah.
What is it that WIBA does? What do you do?
Right. Well, it is a great question. When I first started 4 years ago in December of 2020, when I was in the interview process, I had really never really been part of WIBA. I had always heard about it, but I wasn't sure if it was WIBA, the Wichita Independent Business Association, WIBA. And I thought, WIBA, that sounds like sort of a WIBA wobbles, or how'd that go?
It doesn't fall down.
WIBA right. Wobble. Yeah. Right. So I thought, well, this was I going to keep that name? But it turns out people affectionately call it WIBA. Yeah. And so it is the Wichita Independent Business Association. So we really focus on small, independently owned businesses, try to help them grow and scale. Like I said, through the history, WIBA had a lot of twists and turns. And when I started 4 years ago, we really sort of relaunched WIBA. And because it hadn't grown in a little bit, it had stuck around. And so literally I put everything when I started in a storage unit from the past. Now, we do an event every year called Founders Day to honor the past, but we relaunched WIBA now. And it would kind of really to focus on, we acted like we were entrepreneurs. And so really to help small business, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, helping them grow and scale, helping them make great connections, educate them. And so really that's our whole mission, is to sort of love on business and love on people, really. And that's been really the secret sauce of the WIBA growth over the past 4 years.
You have a formal written mission statement?
We do, yeah.
Did you just give it to me there?
That's pretty much it. You know, it's in a little bit of fancier words, but we definitely have that. And we've had significant growth. You know, when I started, we had 200 small businesses involved. And now we've got over 700 small businesses involved, and actually about 3,200 people that are involved in our events and seminars and all the things on a regular basis.
That's killer growth in 4 years.
Right. Hey.
Yeah. How are you going to top that the next 4 years?
Right. Well, you know, keep trying to, I guess, you know, a lot of it is continuing to try to do all the things we have been doing, but adding more programs, adding more more small business resources. So we have a lot of new things that we're adding to continue to serve, because we serve a wide audience, every type of industry, you know, smaller business. We're really become the face of small business in Wichita.
What are the benefits of becoming a member?
Oh, absolutely. So if you become a member, and the great thing about becoming a member is that if you have 10 people at your company, all 10 can be involved in WEBA. It's not just the principal person who signed up for the membership. So, and they can kind of divide and conquer. So there's, you know, you get discounted luncheons, you get a free social every month, you get to come to seminars that are complimentary. And so you get a lot of things. You also get access to our membership directory, and you get to provide member-to-member deals. You get to be on our calendar. So there's lots of things that you get. And our memberships aren't, our basic memberships are $250 to $675. So it's not expensive to be a part of WEBA. And so
now, is that for a business?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then everybody in the business is, oh, that's good.
Everybody in the business can be a part of it.
Pretty good deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's really good. So you do get a lot of things up front. And then there's lots of other ways to plug in, get involved, and grow your company.
You know, and you've just, I think you've demonstrated the definition of networking.
For sure.
Is it pretty much, you almost be the poster guy for networking, right?
We definitely have a lot of connections, and that is an important part. I mean, really, and we try to take networking a step further, really to make true connections, because it's one thing to show up at an event and meet people and collect business cards. It's another thing to be able to really, everybody in WEBA is committing to doing business with each other. And so the connections are really strong. And that, you know, when I took over, if anything, WEBA at that time was known as a networking group. And I knew that we had to be the best connecting group, but I knew that wasn't going to be the thing that I wanted to hang our hat on, that we had to be more, we had to have more substance than just a great way to connect.
Well, you've lived in this town quite a while. You've been back and forth, but you know that this is a very much, what we always say, it's a very small, big town.
Right.
Everybody knows somebody.
Absolutely.
The network to me in Wichita would be absolutely crucial for somebody to survive.
Oh, it definitely is. And, you know, there's such a great network of entrepreneurial organizations in Wichita. So we try to, you know, collaborate with them and work together. And you have to have, you know, great relationships. You have to have a lot of great partnerships. And so we try to make sure we're partnering with all the right people, too.
Well, what's your geography? Are you limited to Wichita or several counties or just the city?
Yeah, I mean, we go beyond the city. Really, primarily, it's Wichita and then the surrounding communities like
Metro
Derby. The Derbys, the Mazes, Goddard, Andover, kind of that circumference. We do get some people that are looking to come into the market. And so they want to begin a presence here. So I've had members from Oklahoma City and other places, Kansas City, that are trying to connect and make connections so they can bring their business to Wichita as well.
I was looking on your webpage, and there's something called business chapters.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, that's...
Members are... Is each one a chapter? Or there...
Yeah. Well, that's one of the opportunities that members can... they can opt into. They can be in a small group. And so these are... When I first started back in 2021, when we had to meet in smaller groups, we formed... We called them business life groups back then. Sort of took a page out of the church's playbook to care and support business leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, because they really needed that. And it's turned into business chapters. We have some very successful chapters and chapter leaders, and they get together to sort of address key business issues and try to help each other. In fact, one chapter acts as a board for each other's business. So they've been really successful, these smaller groups.
Are you grouping them basically into what they do? Or, I mean, are there all the attorneys in one place? The attorneys, whatever.
No, we try to make sure.
Do you mix it up a little bit?
We do mix it up. Okay. So there's only, you know, there wouldn't be two attorneys in a group, so for example.
Oh,
so
we try to. That'd be a mess.
Right, yeah. So we try to mix it up so there's different areas of expertise. So each group may have a marketing person, a technology person, and they're all tend to be business owners and entrepreneurs. And so those are very successful.
Do you lobby local and state government?
You know, we the chamber here does such a good job with their political advocacy and government affairs, and Tony Porter leads that over there at the chamber. So we try to lean on them for a lot of that, but we do have our own. What we found to be important is we have our own government affairs committee. So we have we do meet on a regular basis when the legislation is in session. And so what we really focus on is trying to identify what are the business issues, what are the business resilience issues that need to be addressed, and we pass that along to educate our business owners and business leaders. I mean, one of the things about WEBA is that we don't endorse candidates, we don't take sides. We just get to focus on helping small businesses and helping entrepreneurs be successful. And so I think that's another way that's been successful but for WEBA. But we do, the chamber does it so well that for us to try to have lobbyists and do everything that they do, we kind of lean on them.
You don't have a legislative agenda then.
Right. It's just to be pro small business and help independently owned businesses. And so we just try to provide the training and resources and education so they know, so they have enough information and data to make good decisions about what's happening at that level.
Well, this polarized political climate we're in, that's brilliant.
Right. I think it has been part of the, like I said, I don't have to do those kinds of political things, and we're not, you know, we're not tied to big business either.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We just get to do we really focus on being entrepreneurs and doing what's best for business owners and business leaders and to help them be successful.
And you're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Wendell Funk, president of Wichita Independent Business Association. All right, I got a couple of things I found on the webpage here. Tell me about Business Forward.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking about that. It's a new program we have this year, Business Forward with WEBA, and it's actually housed. We took on a bigger space, and now we have what we have named the Small Business Resource Center. And so this is a center that helped provide more resources to small business as we've grown and scaled to have more people to serve. And within that Small Business Resource Center, we have a new program, as you found, called Business Forward with WEBA. And so it's WEBA's version of an incubator or a business accelerator. It's focused on early stage startups. And so we had about 8 different areas of criteria, such as industry expertise, differentiation in the marketplace, some financial stability. So they're down the road just a little bit. But they actually, we went through a process, and we have 5 businesses, early stage startups, that are now in the Small Business Resource Center. And they have office space. They have access to in-office resources. They get enrolled in all of WEBA's programs that we have, such as the chapters and other things that can be helpful. And then we give them further resources like legal resources. They have access to an associate attorney. Mm. They have access to CPA and financial. They have access to talent and culture if they're trying to grow and scale and write employee handbooks. And so we provide all these resources. It's a year-long program. And the idea is that we have a baseline measurement of where they are, and we help them grow and scale and become more successful. And we just have a really, I think, diverse group of people in the center, from everything from AI to virtual reality to engineering to robotics. And so we're all learning things together. But so it's a really great program that is helping to move these businesses forward.
Your webpage says you have investors. How can I buy stock?
Right. Yes.
I'm ready to buy some stock right now.
Well, good. Let's do that. Yeah. No, we've had, as we've grown, there's been lots of, I'll say, medium and larger size companies looking to invest in WEBA. They want to invest in small business. And also our small business owners, they want to invest in helping in their marketing and promotion, giving them more exposure. They want to, some want to provide scholarships for other businesses. So all of our members have opportunities, and we have about 30 plus investors right now. And we have 3 different levels: presidential, executive, and partner level. But they're able to invest in programs, so they get exposure. They can support in way of sponsorships, scholarships, things like that. And so investors are really important for us. It's a good revenue stream, allows us to take that money and invest it in more education, more scholarships. And also in our, you know, we have a new 501, we're a 501c6. And so we just launched a new 501c3 called WEBA Impact. And so this has been, it's also an opportunity now for those investors, as you mentioned, they can also donate in a more traditional way. So they can give money to WEBA Impact that helps us support other small businesses, more education and scholarships.
So what are business solution seminars?
Yeah, these are great seminars. And we try to identify.
How many do you do?
Yeah, we do six of them a year.
Six a year, okay.
And so we try to do seminars that are timely and relevant to business issues and things, challenges and opportunities that are out there in the business world. So, you know, like last year, a couple of ours were about this time last year, there were a lot of issues with inflation and interest rates and the Corporate Transparency Act. And so we did a business solutions seminar on business resilience. And so we brought in experts from across the state and across here to help really prepare businesses on how to address those ideas as far as inflation and interest rates and the Corporate Transparency Act and other things. And so that's one seminar. We also do one that helps with business transitions. So if you're either a business owner that's at the beginning of owning a business, or you're getting towards the end and wanting to sell and make a transition. So we also do, that's been a really popular one. We bring experts together to help you prepare for that. You can't just wake up one day and say, I want to sell my business, because most every entrepreneur starts out with the idea that someday I want to either pass this along to another generation, or I want to sell my business and be able to monetize it. So these seminars are super important for us to be able to address those issues and to help provide education. And they're free, so anybody can come, and we get a lot of great attendance at those.
I have heard that so many people go into business with an idea, but they don't have an idea about how they're going to get out of it if at someday when they inevitably will have to get out of it, probably.
It's definitely true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of factors you don't realize, and most people think their business is maybe worth more than it really is, so getting it properly evaluation by experts so you know what it's worth. And
How many businesses, I'm thinking basically restaurants,
yeah,
that have grown up in this city family-wise, and the next generation doesn't want to do restaurants anymore.
Right.
That happens quite a bit.
It's a you know, when there's a generation to generation to generation kind of passing along,
yeah,
it is a difficult, as you acknowledge, it's a difficult transition, and it's not for everyone. Not everybody's as inspired as the first generation was, and now you're the fourth generation, and you're trying to keep it going. And so that is super important. Talked with some people yesterday that had made a successful handoff in that regard. And so it does take a lot of planning. It takes a lot of educating, and then a great execution on that.
What is Startup Plus Community?
Yeah, well, that's another great community that grew out of the need for helping entrepreneurs grow and scale. So it's aimed at people that are owned their own business for between 6 months and 3 years. And so at that stage, they're trying to get to that 5-year survival, sort of that get to that landmark. And so we provide seminars to be able to help them. So, you know, you think a lot of these startups, they're not even sure how to read a financial statement, or they may not even have financial statements. And so even the basics of, we do a class called Financial Mastery, which helps them with their financial agreements and how to read P&Ls. And so providing lots of seminars. And then we also have what we call Plus Partners, where we match them up with someone who can help help them in the particular areas of need. And then there's the community aspect where they get together. And so we do things like take them down to City Hall and introduce them to our city council. We have them meet with the Sedgwick County commissioners and find out, how do we do business with the city? How do we do business with the county? And so just lots. It's a great, vibrant community. I mean, we launched it in that snow squall back in a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember that. But you know, entrepreneurs are pretty hardy. You know, I always say it's not always 75 and sunny like San Diego here. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to overcome a lot of obstacles. So we try to help them grow and scale and be successful at it so they can avoid making some of the bigger mistakes.
What do WIBA ambassadors do?
They're really a valuable piece for us. As we've grown and now to over 3,000 people involved, ambassadors have to be committed to WIBA. They have to have been a member for over a year. They have to be supportive of our programs. They go through the WIBA Way training. So we train them about all of our programs. It's called we try to do WEBA the WEBA way.
This is like McDonald's University or
well, maybe not as good as McDonald's, but we right. Yeah, we try that to be that way. And so they go through training and then they represent us at all of our more than this year we have, believe it or not, with events, seminars, socials, coffees, luncheons, and everything, we have 127 events and seminars and chapter meetings and all of that. So they attend a lot of our luncheons and socials and seminars, and they help you know, make people feel at home. They also help educate people about WEBA. We do lots of ribbon cuttings and milestone celebrations with our members, so they attend those and help us celebrate with members. So ambassadors are just extending WEBA to others.
You blew my next question.
Oh, shoot.
But I'll say, what are the big events on your calendar? You got so many. Can you give me one or two that are think are the big ones?
Yeah, sure. I mean, some of the biggest ones ends up being our we have signature events. So some of our biggest events are helping us sort of celebrate. Business has to be fun, okay? So in addition to all the seminars and all the smaller groups and all of that, a couple of our bigger ones happen to be our signature events. So we do, at the end of the year, and this was something I started the first year, I said, hey, we're going to be so successful this first year that at the end of the year, we're going to celebrate our membership and we're going to celebrate the season, and we're going to have a big party in the Ruffin Building downtown, and it's going to snow in the Ruffin Building. So we have something called WEBA Winter Wonderland, and we have a lot of partners, but we have video walls, indoor fireworks, it snows, we have dancing, horse-drawn carriage rides, Santa rappels off the roof, and so we have close to 400 people attending that. And that's some of the bigger events that way in terms of those signature events.
Well, let me ask you this. What's new?
Yeah.
What are you planning? You tell me?
Yeah, for sure. So
you don't want to tip your hand, but
no, we're always we're always trying something new and wanting to come up with new programs. But in addition to the Small Business Resource Center, that's really the biggest thing. And we already talked about the Business Forward program, but we're also adding a Business Academy. And so this is brand new, starting in April. It's an 8-month program. It has monthly curriculum tracks, so that we'll have like a technology track, a sales and marketing track. And each month, in addition to the seminar and the leading that curriculum, there's also then we match them up with one-on-one coaching. Mm. So if it's a technology track, and we know there's lots of technology challenges out there in education, so then we also, in addition to the seminar, we match them up with a technology coach. And the coach helps them, and then they're also part of a cohort. So that's a big thing. Also ongoing research at WEBA. Okay. And so we have partnered with the Center for Economic Development and Business Research and the Barton School. And they have a new executive director out there, Becca. She replaced Jeremy Hill.
Yeah,
and of course, we love Larissa, the dean out there. And so we're a close partner with the Barton School.
We're kind of running out of time.
Oh, sure.
I wanted to get into a little bit of your background. Where are you from, actually?
A long time ago, I was from Hillsborough.
Hillsborough?
Yeah, Hillsborough, Kansas, home of Tabor College.
What was your schooling? Did you go to Tabor then?
I actually didn't. I went to Bethel College in Newton. So, that didn't go over well back in Hillsborough. But
what was your first job coming out of there?
You know, I got some great general business experience. I worked for a company called Business Specialists, and so they were a great company to get a lot of knowledge and a lot of expertise early on in my career.
And after that, you've been involved in sales and advertising and marketing, very well-rounded, and that's where certainly helps you in what you're doing now.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for being with us this morning. It's been a lot of fun. We'll have to do this again.
I'd love that.
I don't know if we covered everything we need to cover here. But
right. No, that's great. I really appreciate being a part of this, and thanks for all you do in our community.
Wendell, thanks for being with us. Our guest this week, Wendell Funk, president of Wichita Independent Business Association. And hey, thanks for being with us again. We'll maybe talk to you soon.
That's
all
great.
For this edition of Issues 2025. And of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.